And Graham said, I never would over that.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, my niece has been living there, and it's a nice place to live, but there wasn't nobody of them but just her and her husband. But they have a nice home at Pearl. They had moved down here because he worked here a while for an oil company. Then he decided he'd rather go back to Pearl. And they own their own home up there, and so they're moving on out. They're about through moving. And
you know, you were talking about using profanity a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
If people had to talk about a child that was born to an unmarried woman, what would they refer to it as? What would they call it?
Illegitimate. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear anything that was a little bit nastier than that?
Well, I don't know as I ever heard a child called anything any worse than that, but I've heard them call the women terrible things.
Yes, ma'am. I was just wondering if people would ever use the word bastard that way.
Oh, yes, they have. I've heard that. Now, I'd forgot it. Mm-hmm. I've heard children call that.
Yes, ma'am. Does that word offend you when you hear it?
No, and I tell you why. A child don't ask to be born in this world to a wedded mother nor an unwedded mother. And why should people want to call a child something that sounds bad or mistreat it when it can't help itself?
It is kind of unfair, isn't it? Child didn't have anything to do with it.
The what?
I said it is kind of unfair.
It's unfair.
Since the child didn't have anything to do with it.
That child had no more, a child that's born to an unwedded mother can't help itself no more than one that's born to a married mother. And some of the smarter people as I've ever seen, and some of as good a Christian people as I've ever seen, were people that was born to unwedded mothers.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a schoolmate one time. Oh, one time nothing. Every school I went to, I reckon he went to. Me and him was same age. He was from June till December older than me. And that was one of the finest boys you ever saw in your life. And he was a good student. And he learned good. And he treated everybody nice. And he married into one of as nice families there was in this country. And then he raised a nice family. He had two sons that was preachers and a grandson that's a preacher. And he was an illegitimate child. But you see, they can't help that. And after all, if they want to try, they can be somebody same as anybody else.
Yes, ma'am. Sure. What about a child, you know, both of his parents have died, you just call him a...
an orphan.
What about the person who's appointed to look after him?
Well, aren't they the